Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Poway, Vermont. This audio blog is on the idea of a photographic project. Ever since 2003, I have been very much for my own works focusing on the idea of projects, as opposed to, you know, making just random images that eventually may be, you know, edited together into a book or into a show. I've actually been working within, you know, the idea of all of these pieces that are being shot and conceptually conceived, that they will all work together. And it's something that I encourage my students to do a great deal. And what I thought I would do is sort of share how I go about putting together a project. So here we go. Whenever I start a new project, usually it's because I've been influenced by something else I've seen, or I've, you know, been sort of toying with the idea of shooting something for a while. And so I'll just sort of allow myself to explore an idea. This could be for a couple of days. This could be for a couple of months. But generally speaking, not longer than that. And case in point, I'm currently doing a project called Vanishing Vermont. And I've spent the last 2 or 3 months sort of working with this idea and working with what cameras do I want to use and what is the total visual effect that I want. And during this time, I've been making lots of notes. Lots of notes as ideas are sort of flooding into my mind. This is very important. I've been taking notes on, you know, sort of the feelings that I want in the print, the ideas that I'm trying to convey through this work. And we're about to hit sort of part B in the way that I do a photographic project, and that is sort of drafting a manifesto or a statement about the work. A lot of people wait until the very end to sort of write a statement about the work. The work is done, now they're going to write a statement about it. I work sort of backwards. I like to have a statement really sort of in the beginning phases of a photographic project. And I think of this statement or this manifesto as a living document. And that is something that will be changed, something that I plan on adding to and editing throughout the project. Now, I'm extremely fortunate because my wife, Eve Ogdenchab, is a professional writer and also a trained photographer. And as a result, I can, you know, gather all this information that I need, and through teamwork, you know, we're able to put together a really strong, cohesive single sheet of paper. It's not like some sort of, you know, 80-page document, but it's just a single piece of paper that sort of outlines what the project is about. We first did this back when I was doing my Through the Glass Darkly project. Those were all digital Holgaroids, made with Holga cameras, and there's actually a link on the side of the Fidgetal Revolution website that talks about that project and that book that we did. But that was, there were so many ideas and so many things sort of, you know, percolating in my brain about the project, and new things were coming about, that I just realized that we needed to somehow write all this down and make all this make sense. And ever since then, every single project that I've done, from the Through the Glass Darkly to the Haiku series, to the Sakura portfolio, to the Gray study, through my encaustic process, every single one of those projects had this sort of piece of paper written about it in the very beginning. And as I said, I view it as a living document. I'll add to it, I'll modify it, I'll edit it. But what it allows me to do is to make the work from a particular framework. You know, it's kind of like how if there's going to be a movie made, they've got a script, and, you know, the movie evolves, but there is sort of a basic production outline as to what you're going to do. And that's kind of how I look at this. And it allows me also very quickly just to pull this piece of paper out and read it and sort of add to it, and at the same time also make sure that the work that I'm doing is really part of that project and part of the idea, especially when projects get very complex. It allows me to make sure that all the work is reflective of the ideas that I'm trying to convey. Now, you notice I keep using the word ideas here and concept. Some of this dates back to in the Fidgetal Revolution Manifesto, the book that Eve Ogdenchab and I co-authored and published. We talk in there about the idea of the artistic trinity. And in a nutshell, what the artistic trinity is that it's our belief that all great artwork comes out of concept or comes out of an idea, and that there's three components to a great artwork. There's the concept, there's the aesthetic, and there's the technical. And any great artwork is a combination of the three. And it's a sliding scale. Sometimes there's going to be more aesthetic and more technical or less conceptual. But great art has to come out of an idea. You're trying to convey something to a viewer. It doesn't have to be like a literal thing. It can be more of a feeling. But it comes out of concept. Well, I feel that that idea of the artistic trinity is carried out also in the idea of doing this sort of pre-statement or the idea of having a manifesto, because it really keeps all your ideas and all your concepts very closely focused and allows the work to sort of move down this very pure, very sort of straight path. So this is just one way of doing a project. Obviously, there are more, but I have found that this is really important. So one thing that you might consider as an exercise is to say you've got, you know, half a dozen images that you've made about an idea that you're interested in. Sit down and say, okay, can I write 10 keywords about these prints? 10 words that I feel describe, or idea words that sort of describe what this project's about. Okay, now that I have those 10 words, can I now build upon those 10 words? Can I now make those 10 words, 10 sentences, and start tying the project together, and then sort of be reflective. This is what we do. And, you know, once again, I find it to be tremendously rewarding, and give it a shot. Maybe you will too. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.